Well, I'd say the post office is probably there before the trail was. The trail runs right in front of the post office. I have a lot of hikers that have their packages mailed there, and they'll pick them up as general delivery packages. They come in, they'll show their ID, and they'll pick up their package. Some of them go ahead and they'll just dig right in and start eating what they've got in their package.
Well, now the Hot Springs Post Office also serves the town there too. Is that correct?
Yes, it does.
So, okay, so you were there, and then the Appalachian Trail came through, I guess, in the 60s or 70s was when that was built. And so how many people a year would you say come by as hikers walking in front of your post office?
Well, I've had as many as 1,500 hikers in a year, in a year's time, and handled more than 2,000 packages for those people. It kind of is trendy with the hikers. They'll, I think, the publications that come out for the hikers, like the Sierra magazine or whatever, they'll, you know, have different articles on the trail, and that's what brings the hikers in. Of course, I've got a lot of retired people that are hiking. I've got, you know, college students, high school students, you know, they'll do parts of the trail sometimes.
And you say when they come through sometimes ready to receive those packages, that sounds like they're starving.
Well, sometimes they are. They'll have their friends or their parents or whatever to mail their packages to them. And, of course, they can get a lot of things in town now, so they don't mail everything that they need. But, you know, their little homemade cookies and things like that, they like to get those in the mail.
Those are the kinds of people, though, that you would mainly see, the seniors who are able to go hiking on the trail and the college kids who are able to go hiking on the trail, people with the luxury of time. Are those the majority of people you see?
Usually, occasionally there'll be a school teacher that'll come through, and they're doing it, you know, as kind of as a hobby. But you'll notice a lot of letter mail that come for those type people. They'll have their students to mail them letters and along the trail, and they'll pick up their letters, and you know, there's just a lot of different people that are there.
Have you ever had any come through that you think might be criminals? Because I've heard once in a while on the trail you get some not so great characters.
Well, a lot of times you'll look at their IDs and they don't quite look like themselves. Of course, being on the trail, they're not, they don't have the Motel 6 at every night stop, you know.
So. You're going to give them a little leeway there. So we are covering this because it's a cool job. So tell me the coolest thing about your job. What is it you enjoy the most?
Well, I enjoy talking with the people. When they come in, there'll be people from Europe or wherever, you know, and sometimes it's a little difficult to understand each other, but, you know, they'll tell their stories, you know, about, you know, things that have happened on the trail or, you know, different animals that they've seen, you know, whatever.
Any particular stories come to mind that you recall?
I did have the original AT hiker come in one time. I think he was doing maybe a 50-year after he originally did it. So he was up in years when he came through.
So it was like the original guy who hiked the Appalachian Trail.
And yeah. Apparently, the 2,000 miles of trail, it was linked, you know, completely together maybe 50, something over 50 years ago. And this man was apparently the first one that had walked the entire trail.
And how long have you been postmaster there?
I've been postmaster at Hot Springs for 13 years now. And seen a lot of changes over the years.
We're speaking to Rosemary Allen. She's the postmaster of Hot Springs, North Carolina, and that post office sits right on the Appalachian Trail. What's the post office itself like there? Is it a big building, or does the trail go literally right by the front door? Give us an idea of the layout.
The post office is in town. We've got, you know, sidewalks along both sides. The trail is along the sidewalk there in front of the post office. It's just a small post office, so we serve probably somewhere around 700 residents in the town.
Is there anything unique or different about being a postmaster at this particular post office that is required of you? How you got this job in the first place? Do you remember that process?
Well, I started out as a clerk in the Marshall Post Office, and I worked there for about 6 years, and I was able to apply for the post office position for the postmaster in Hot Springs, and I got the position, so it was a promotion for me. So as far as my job compared to other post offices, it's a little different because generally during the day, I'm the one that's there most of the day by myself. I have some carriers out of my post office that deliver mail on the routes, and a clerk that comes and helps sort the mail. But generally, for most of the day, I do everything. So I'm the person that you see when you come in the post office to mail package or purchase money orders.
So you're the cook and chief bottle washer, too, besides being the postmaster.
Yeah, you don't have a chance to get bored that way. You're doing something different all during the day.
And I'll bet you can spot a hiker the second they step in.
Oh, yeah. They usually have their packs with them, and they'll line them up along the front of the post office.
Are there any you ever thought, gee, they're not going to make it when they walk out?
Well, you know, sometimes I do get calls from hikers, and they've, you know, sprained an ankle or whatever, and they're not going to make it. So we arrange to send their packages somewhere else for them. But usually they're pretty happy when they come in because their packages are usually there.
It sounds like, first of all, when you see these hikers come through, you almost feel maternal, like you need to take care of them. This is a big part of your job.
Yeah. I've got children that love to hike and do those sorts of things. So, you know, I kind of look at these people as extended family, sort of. You know, I just try to take care of them. I have a lot of moms and dads that call checking on their hiker, and they haven't heard from him in several days, and they want to know, you know, how they're doing. So I always try to make sure I tell that particular hiker that they need to call home, you know.
And how's the cell phone service there in Hot Springs?
Well, we actually have pretty good cell phone service now for the last couple of years.
Of course, you can't charge a cell phone on the Appalachian Trail too easily,
That's true.
I guess they probably don't rely on them.
They have to do that when they come into town. I tell some of them they just come into town just to figure out what day it is.
Yeah. Well, you had mentioned you had seen a lot of changes in the 13 years since you've been postmaster. What are a couple of those changes you've seen, the big ones?
One thing is the cell phone service. We were a dead zone for years. Of course, the post office has changed, you know, over the years as far as, you know, the services that we allow. Delivery confirmation has been a big thing, especially for the hikers. Their family can know that their package is sitting at the post office ready for them to pick up. And if their hiker decides not to call them, then they know when they've actually come in and picked it up.
It sounds to me and Tom, you know, we're getting the impression that you really like your job a lot. You really enjoy it.
I do. It's a good place to be in the post office.
But one day you're going to retire and somebody's going to have to take over. What advice would you give that person when they take over this position? What should they know?
They probably need to be a people person, because Hot Springs is very different from everywhere else, because you just kind of become a part of the community that you're there. You know all the town people, and you just take care of your customers.